in the name of the greatest people that have ever trod this earth, I draw the line in the dust and toss the gauntlet before the feet of tyranny, and I say segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever.
Welcome back, everybody. And what you just heard was George Wallace giving his inauguration speech in 1963. And we're playing that because on this day, March the 20th, in 1965, President Lyndon Johnson said he'd had enough and told George Wallace, the Alabama governor, that he's going to call up the Alabama National Guard to ensure the safety of a planned civil rights march going from Selma to Montgomery. So we thought we'd share a little bit of George Wallace with you in his inauguration speech defying the federal government. And interesting enough, that's kind of connected to these next two aspects of our history. In 1862, on this day, Harry Beecher Stowe's famous book, Uncle Tom's Cabin, was published. It became an international bestseller. Some people saying it was a huge abolitionist book that hit slavery where it hurt, began to open things up. Other people were not so sanguine about that. And one of those people, also on this day in 1852, is a man named Martin R. Delaney. He published a book called The Condition, Elevation, Emigration, and Destiny of the Colored People of the United States of America. It was considered by many the first major statement of a building of a black nationalist movement in this country. But he also wrote that book on the heels of this because he really condemned the book written by Harry Beecher Stowe as showing black people in that book as being idle slaves, slaves putting up with their condition. There's a big debate about that, but that's what he thought. And he was really a major thinker in this country and doer who was born free in West Virginia. And his father was a slave. His mother was a free woman. His grandparents were from the continent of Africa themselves. His mother's people hailing from Liberia and the Goni people. His father's people being Mandinka. And actually, it was the other way around, but that's who he was. And he became among the first African Americans to be accepted to Harvard Medical School. He was an officer, one of the few black officers in the Civil War, having organized those troops, but became so upset at the nature of white supremacy in America, realizing, he said, that African-American people could not find their way in this society, that they had to separate. He had this statement that he wrote, said, "The claims of no people, according to established policy and usage, are respected by any nation until they are presented in a national capacity." He wrote, "We are a nation within a nation, as the Poles in Russia, the Hungarians in Austria, the Welsh, Irish, and Scotch in British dominions." So one of our really interesting thinkers is an interesting book that I will attach to our website that was written about Martin Delaney. He's a very fascinating character who had a great deal of influence we don't read much about. On this day in 1854, the Republican Party started in Ripon, Wisconsin. And there used to be a Ripon Society in the Republican Party up through, I guess, the 1970s or so that actually was trying to keep the Republican Party on the basis of the radical Republicans and liberal ideology they started with in the 1850s. That society is no longer here. This day in 1916, the great Albert Einstein published The General Theory of Relativity. On this day in 1950, Ralph Bunche got the Nobel Peace Prize. He was the first African-American to be honored with the Nobel Peace Prize, and this is for his work to bring peace between Israelis and Arabs in the late 1940s. And on this day in 1987, the Food and Drug Administration approved AZT. That is the drug that was shown to protect lives of some AIDS patients. And what was amazing about this is that other drugs were out there. They were very slow in putting any kind of drugs out to help people with AIDS and HIV. And this finally happened years after the crisis began in 1987. And on this day in 2004, Linda England and Charles Grainer were charged because the photographs that were published that hit the world about Abu Ghraib. They were charged on this day. The military charged these seven soldiers, them and five others, with dereliction of duty, maltreatment, aggravated assault, and battery of the inmates at Abu Ghraib. And, of course, they took the weight for a policy that was an unstated policy in the United States Army and the United States Armed Forces of what to do with prisoners and inmates. And on this day, those folks kind of took the bullet, so to speak, for everybody else. And as we follow the stuff going on with Vladimir Putin, we can see that it goes back. 4 years ago on this day in 2010, hundreds of thousands of people, from the Communist Party to human rights activists, marched the streets of Moscow to protest his policies, called it a day of anger. But the protests were attacked by police, and they banned the protest after this. So there's a long history to what we're seeing now with Vladimir Putin and what he does. Born on this day, 1957, Spike Lee. And on this day in 1966, our own intern, Alex Boston, But he's more than an intern here on the Mark Steiner Show. He used to run the Office of Homeless Services here in Baltimore City before going off for 7 years to be an in-country director in Kyrgyzstan and Jordan for the Peace Corps. A really talented human being, and as we wish our own Alex Boston a happy birthday today. And this is a very quick story we'll tell here about someone who passed away on this day in 1916, a man named Ota Benga. He was a native of what is now the Congo. He was kept in a cage in the Bronx Zoo. Pygmies on display. Of course, pygmies is a name given by European colonists and people who went into Africa and stole people out of there. There were the Twa people, the Aka people, the Baka people, the Mbuti people, a very short stature. But they captured these people, brought them into New York from what was then the Belgian Congo in 1904. Samuel Verner, who was a quote-unquote explorer, and Dr. William Hornaday, who helped run the Bronx Zoo, put this display on, keeping black people in cages alongside of animals of all sorts, kind of showing where the theory of evolution took place. And the huge demonstration took place, and the black community of New York were outraged over this stuff. But there were 40,000 visitors on a given day coming in on a Sunday to look. They ridiculed him, they poked him in the ribs, tripped him up, laughed at him, jeering, yelling. Was kept there for several years, and he finally, they were forced to release him. He was really homesick, despondent, and he took a revolver on this day in 1916 and shot himself in the heart to end his own life. And it's a tragic story we don't hear much of, but I think one we need to remember, and we'll be connecting that on our website. And I hate to end on such a sad note, but it's a note I think we should all recognize and remember. And for those things we did not get to, I encourage you all to go to steinershow.org. You can get on our website and see the pieces that we did not have a chance to talk about and more information as well. We're going to hear Bobby McGee by the great Janis Joplin on this day in 1971. She hit number one on the charts with this song.